Good afternoon. So I'm going to present the results of some of my work that I've done for my dissertation. And this study that I did looks at household responsibilities or distribution of household responsibilities and improvement in nutrition. Okay, so first I'll start with some background. So research has shown that household labor is as important as market labor, the maintenance of society. And just like all facets of life, it's embedded in social context. And the performance of household labor is often associated with societal definitions of familial love and personal fulfillment. Family life is tightly connected to the market and work life, and participation in market labor also influences power relationships within the household, and individuals who engage in paid employment often command more resources than do other family members. And finally, food choice and household context. Food choice and preferences are an important part of socialization and are limited and shaped by the physical and societal context in which we live. But despite the profoundly social nature of food choice and eating, analysis of nutrition and food choices is largely focused on the individual and individual cognitions, behaviors, and attitudes. And this study that I did just seeks to start to address that. So the aim of the study was to further understand dietary behavior as situated within one important social context for the household, or for this behavior of the household. Okay. And there are many theories that have been presented to explain marital and household interactions. And two of these theories may also be useful in explaining the proposed relationship between health behavior and household responsibility. The first is role overload, and this rests upon the idea that time and energy are limited and that significant participation in both home and work has negative consequences, which may include poor nutrition. And the second is the opposite, which is power control, and this rests upon the idea that greater responsibility for both market labor and household labor entails greater amounts of control over oneself and others, and this greater control may facilitate better nutrition. And also, it must be noted that gender is important in household interactions, because gender is traditionally the basis by which household and money-earning responsibilities are allocated, and this may have important ramifications for the relationship between share of responsibility and improvement in behavior. Okay, so first I'll describe the parent study from which these data were drawn. It was a cluster randomized health behavior intervention that took place in small manufacturing businesses in New England. And the intervention was focused on increasing fruit and vegetable consumption, decreasing red meat consumption, increasing physical activity, and multivitamin use. And this study looks at a cohort of 974 participants who responded to both the baseline and 18-month follow-up surveys. And it's important to note that the cases represent individual workers, and that while the sample includes both women and men, they're unrelated and not linked as married or romantic partner couples. And the outcomes that I looked at for this study were fruit and vegetable consumption, which was assessed using a screener developed for the National Cancer Institute's Five a Day for Better Health Research Studies. And the responses were summed to be servings per day. And then to assess red meat consumption, we used an abbreviated form of the semi-quantitative food frequency questionnaire, and responses were summed to be equivalent to servings per week. And so the predictors that I looked at were four areas for household responsibilities. And to assess the share of responsibilities in each area, each respondent was asked the following. First, how much responsibility do you have for first earning money and to support the people you live with? The second one was taking care of your own children or someone else's, not counting childcare that you get paid for. The third was food shopping and cooking for the people you live with. And the fourth was taking care of your home, counting things like cleaning, fixing things, and yard work. And the response categories for each of these items were most or all, about half, or little or none. And then there was also a does not apply option. Okay, so on to some results. So our sample included 66% men, 59% of the sample was between 36 and 54 years of age. 72% were married or cohabitating with a partner, and 48% had children under 18 living with them. As far as the distribution of the predictors, those who are responsible for most or all of the household income was 61% of the men and 38% of the women. 25% of the men versus 69% of women were responsible for most or all of the food preparation. 37% of men versus 53% of women were responsible for most or all of the home care. And 25% of the men versus 43% of the women were responsible for most or all of the child care. And that's people who had children at home. Okay, so on to some results. Okay, talk a little bit about the analysis that I did. First, the data was stratified by gender, and then we looked at the association between responsibility for the household responsibility and the dietary outcome, and and then if the relationship was significant in one or both strata, then I looked at created a regression model that analyzes testing for any relevant covariates. And just to clarify, the outcome is the 18-month outcome, and it was controlling for baseline. So it's basically the improvement or difference from baseline to 18-month follow-up. So this table contains the results of the regression model that was built to assess this relationship. And as you can see, it was adjusted for the effect of work site, intervention group, the baseline fruit and vegetable consumption, race, ethnicity, and occupation, along with marital status and gender. And the results here show that people who were responsible for less of the household income improved their fruit and vegetable consumption less. So participants who were responsible for little or none of the household income consumed 0.46 fewer servings fruits and vegetables per day compared to those who were responsible for most or all. And participants who were responsible for about half of the household income consumed 0.35 fewer servings fruit and vegetables per day compared to those who were responsible for most or all. And the second table contains the results of the regression I built for the red meat consumption. And this was adjusted for the same covariates, as you can see at the bottom of the slide. And just to point out here, the results were significant for household income again. And those who were responsible for about half of the household income consumed 0.57 fewer servings red meat per week compared to those who were responsible for most or all. And just to note, too, that as far as the healthier behavior for red meat consumption is considered, less red meat consumption, so the healthier behavior goes with less responsibility in this one. Okay. And then I looked at some interaction effects by gender and household income, just because that was an important factor in household income. And as you can see from this graph, participants who are responsible, or men who are responsible for about half of the household income, consumed fewer servings red meat per week, and men who are responsible for most or all of the income consumed more servings red meat per week. And among women, it was the opposite, and women who were responsible for about half the income consumed more servings and compared to those who are responsible for most or all, they consumed fewer. Okay, and then there was a significant interaction by proportion responsibility for child care. And as you can see from this graph, men who are responsible for little or no child care consumed more servings red meat per week, and compared to men who are responsible for most or all, they consumed fewer. And women who are responsible for little or no child care consumed fewer servings red meat per week compared to women who are responsible for most or all the child care consumed more servings red meat per week. Okay, so let me discuss some of these results. The evidence for the power and control explanation. So participants who contributed little or none, or who shared breadwinning equally, ate fewer servings of fruits and vegetables than participants who did most or all of the breadwinning. And this is possibly due to power and control that results from this role, such that it's possible that the increased decision-making power within the household that being the primary breadwinner gets you enabled our participants to improve their fruit and vegetable consumption more than those who earned a smaller proportion of the household income. Okay. And then there was evidence for both power and control and role overload depending on gender. And I'll go back to the graphs to talk about those. So there was a greater similarity in red meat consumption between men and women who contributed equally to breadwinning. So less consumption for women earning most or all, more consumption for men earning most or all. And this could possibly due to differing explanations for men and women. So role conflict for men and power and control for women. Okay, and there was a greater similarity in red meat consumption between men and women among those who performed most or all of the child care. So it could be due to increased power and control for men leading to healthier behavior and an increased role conflict for women leading to less healthy behavior. Okay, and finally, just some strengths of the study include its longitudinal design. There's a high response rate too, and a diverse sample, and some weaknesses. I think one of the key weaknesses is while all measured confounders were controlled for, it's possible that unmeasured confounders confound the relationship between allocation of household responsibility and nutrition behavior change. For example, personal definitions of gender identity, as expressed in food preferences and household roles, may confound the relationship between dietary change and household behaviors. So there's some very gendered preferences, especially for red meat consumption. Household distribution of household responsibilities would fall along those same lines. And finally, the subjective way in which household responsibilities was assessed may differ systematically between men and women based upon traditional role expectations. And just some future directions to further clarify the role that household and family plays in nutrition and other health behaviors, shifting the focus from solely individual to individual nested within household and family context. And this study provided an important look at the relationship between allocation of household responsibilities, which is a key feature of household context and nutrition. So, and just to acknowledge my dissertation committee.
Thank you. We have time for a couple of questions. Yes, sir.
You may have said this, but I'm curious that 66% of your respondents were men, which is pretty unusual for a survey around household.
The data was from an intervention trial that took place in small manufacturing businesses, and so that's why. And the household responsibility items were just part of that questionnaire, but it was a behavior intervention trial at work sites. That's why. Yeah.
Yes, all the way ahead.
Why did you choose the dietary behavior with increasing fruit and vegetables and increasing red meat?
Why did I choose those?
Yeah, why would you choose just those two?
I would say that those are two key ones. They're two ones that are often in the literature, and there were two that were as part of this intervention trial were worked on. The other two options were physical as far as health behaviors were physical activity and multivitamin use, but I chose to just look at nutrition. So.
Yes.
I had one. You may have said this already, but this was looking at pre and post behaviors around the intervention.
It was looking at the 18-month follow-up, controlling. So if everyone had the same baseline behavior, then 18 months. So it was changed, actually. The intervention was something that took place in small manufacturing businesses and was designed within the work sites. They basically created groups to create sort of their own intervention, and it was the participation was very not spontaneous.
Passive.
It was, yeah, fairly passive. That's what I'm going to have to get back to on the rest of that. So, yeah.
So I'm curious about the interaction of, well, not interaction is probably the wrong word, but the context with regard to the number of adults in the household, because the woman having primary decision-making responsibility may have very, very different meaning in the context of being a single parent in the household as opposed to being in a two-parent household, and I'm wondering if you looked at that.
Right. Actually, there was very few single-parent households that were included in this. I think it was about 8% were single-parent households. This was something I actually struggled with, and I included them in the data because, in actually two, there's only half of the sample has children, and so. Where this sort of was taken care of was with when they were asked about allocation of responsibilities. If they answered a does not apply, then we could assume that that it wouldn't make sense for them. But if they were able to answer that, because there could be households in which there was an adult or a grandparent or they were sharing responsibilities with other members of the family mm-hmm. or other members of the household.
Other adults.
Yeah.
Right. So. Any other questions for the moment? I think we'll thank our presenter and save some other questions for later.